UFO report. From the files of the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization, strange stories of strange things in our skies. This is Hal Starr with a report on unidentified flying objects, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. We often hear stories of so-called little green men from outer space. Maybe there aren't little green men. Perhaps they're brown or purple or polka-dotted. But 16.6% are said to be inexplainable. And 24.8% are tannish brown in color. And 21.925% are very dark and very light. But the chief of police himself, who was only masquerading as an Air Force man, was transferred the very next day. We'll examine the story in detail right after this important word.
Attorney.
Anyway, from time to time, when the subject of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, comes up, someone will say,
"What's that ahead?"
But when I landed, at about 1:15 in the morning, he was so frightened, he accelerated from his nearly stopped position and left the scene as quickly as he possibly could. Other than the strange shape and position of the ears and the furry surface, he's highly respected in the area. It's people like these who can be dangerous. Details in just a moment after this word of importance.
Butterfly.
Over the past three decades that UFOs have been reported in increasing numbers, the public has been bombarded with some of the wildest stories and claims the human mind can devise. Radio-controlled robots. Technical employees of the county, Director Alan Dulles and his associates at the CIA. And most of all, Grant Bowman, an electronics engineer for the county and a man whose mind is trained to assimilate unusual technical problems, cowered in fear, unable to run for help from their isolated trailer home. Does this sort of mentally deranged action sound like what we could expect from a highly advanced race capable of designing and operating UFOs? The answer is an unqualified yes. We'll examine these so-called facts and show them for what they are right after this.
That.
Right after this.
Them.
Right after this.
This.
Let me tell you a little story of personal experience. Back in 1958, when I was doing a program on just one radio station in Portland, Oregon, on a clear, warm summer's night in August, radio-controlled robots, in the form of more city police officers, staffed mostly by civilians, noticed a strange light hovering over a small hill near town. It was on December 2nd, 1974. It was in July of last year. It was between 8 and 10 feet in height. It is now being tested in our laboratory. And there was only one conclusion.
And that's UFO Report. Stories from the files of the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization and brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Until next time, this is Hal Starr. Keep an eye on the sky.